Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you were transferring?
Hi, I have Kayosha on the line with us. Can you take the call, please?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Okay, hi, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Again, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, I'll try one more time.
Okay, perfect. And did you already have an attorney assisting you?
Uh-huh.
You did have an attorney assisting you?
I was called like this before. They said I did not participate in it. I didn't qualify for it.
I see, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know if you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I took it for a year.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma, the brain tumor?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear that. And so you haven't signed any paperwork with another legal agency, right?
No, it's always been phone calls.
Okay, no worries. Okay, and remind me, you said you were a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma, if you don't mind me asking?
2001,
and I'm so sorry to hear that. And what was your date of birth?
1984. 1984,
and what was the...
I'm sorry. 11/26/1984.
Okay. You said that was 11/22/1984, is that right?
26/1984.
My apologies. Okay, so November 26, 1984.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And did you have anyone else that you know of that also used the Depo Provera was maybe affected by it?
No.
Okay, no worries. And do you know if it was the brand name of Depo Provera or was it another generic version?
Wake County Health Department was providing it.
Okay, and do you know
I took it out of my second shop.
Okay, no worries. And it was the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections, yes or no?
Yes, I took it for a year.
Okay. And when did you start using it?
After I had my daughter.
Okay, what year was this?
That was 2007.
2007, and so the last time you used it, I'm assuming, was in 2008?
Yes.
Okay. No worries. Now, can you confirm your gender for me as well?
Huh?
Your gender?
The gender of what?
Your gender. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, perfect. And can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
K-E-Y-O-S-H-A.
Okay, I heard O-E-Y-O-S-H-A. Is that right?
K-E-Y-O-S-H-A.
Okay. K as in Kevin, E-Y-O-S-H-A. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And did you have a middle name?
Yes.
Okay, how was that spelled?
Tashika.
Okay, what was
C-Y.
Okay.
C-Y. S-H-I-C-A.
Okay. So I got C-Y-S-H-I-C-A.
C as in tiger.
Okay.
Y as in yarn. S-H-I-C-A.
Perfect. Okay, so T as in tiger, Y as in yarn, S as in soft, H as in hair, I as in igloo, C as in cat, A as in apple.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and then your last name, how is that spelled?
HICKS.
Okay, so that was HICKS, is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And your social?
Two, three, eight, 4, 7, 11, 86.
Perfect. Again, that's 2384711186. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you have an email address?
My first and last name, all lowercase. @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So I got first name, last name, 77@gmail.com. And what was the phone number?
919-366-8571. I'm sorry, I got a bad migraine right now.
Christine, I'm so sorry. We can definitely try to, finish this as soon as possible. I don't want to be any disturbance here. So the phone number again was, I heard 919, or was that 909?
919
Okay. 366-8579.
71.
Okay. 919-366-8571. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what about the address?
North Main Street, apartment 118, Wake Forest, North Carolina 27587.
Perfect. Okay, so I got 876 North Main Street, apartment 118 in Wake Forest, North Carolina, 27587. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Opter. I'm going to the neurologist surgeon as we speak.
I see.
Right now, I'm just going through a lot of consultations
Yeah.
of what they want to do. If they want to go proceed with the surgery, if they want to, I don't know. I have to see, because right now my body is not in good standards to have a surgery. So they're trying to, how you say, get me in, I guess, better strength. I don't know how to explain it, but
Yeah.
that's what they got me going through.
Yeah, no worries. And I am so sorry to hear that. Was it the same doctor that was treating you now?
Yes.
Okay, and remind me their name.
Dr. Octor. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is there a my pocketbook? Pocketbook.
Okay. Okobuck. Okay. And was that their first or last name?
No, I was telling my daughter to bring my pocketbook.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Hello, one second. I'm trying to see if I can find a card with their name on it. Mm-mm. want to say any better. So when y'all go look back there and see y'all see one of my neurologist papers or anything. Harry, please. Thank you. I think I got one in the car. That is light off. I don't see anything right now. Yeah, Michael Bowman used to be my old one. No, the neurologist, my brain doctor. He doesn't even practice anymore. I'm dry. It's so dry. I can't find the cards right now.
No worries. Do you know any doctor that might have assisted in any diagnosis or that even prescribed the Depo Provera?
I don't know the name of the doctors because it wasn't the same exact doctor when I went in there.
Do you know where it was?
It was at the Wake County Health.
Okay.
It was the Wake County Health Department on Sunnybrook Road in Raleigh.
Okay, let's see. I found it. So the Wake County Public Health Center, and the, like you said, that's on Sunnybrook Road. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll try to override the doctor's name right now. No worries. And do you know if you've ever been
and then
cancer previous to the depo?
Not as I know of. I don't know.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, and do you have
my
the
first doctor record? Was My first doctor was the Raleigh neurologist. His name was Michael
Okay.
Bowen.
how was the last name spelled?
Bowman.
Okay, let's see. And you said he was out there in Raleigh as well?
Yeah, he was in Raleigh.
Oh, I see him. Okay. I just find him out there. Perfect. Just one second. Okay. And do you have the medical records for this?
I don't. The neurologist does.
Okay. No worries.
They have a well, I do have a CD.
Yeah.
Because they gave me CT scans.
Okay. No worries. Okay, just one second, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Not right at this moment.
Okay. No worries. Just one second while I override this. Okay, so what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
How is it? Say it one more time.
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
You said DocuSign?
DocuSign, uh-huh.
DocuSign. No?
Okay. No worries. I can definitely assist you if you do need the help. Now, what the DocuSign is for is it's just giving the law firms permission to go ahead and pull those medical records and get, you know, see if they can get a case started for you. If I do send this, do you want this sent to your email, to your text messages? Do you have a preference?
Email is fine.
Okay. Okay, now I am going to go over some information on here just to make sure that, you know, everything is correct. It'll just take one second for me to pull this up.
Okay.
Okay, you said text, and again, that was 919-366-8571. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Perfect. Can I have your name spelled K-E-Y-O-S-H-A? T-Y-S-H-I-C-A, last name Hicks, common spelling, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And then I have your address is 876 North Main Street, apartment 118 in Wake Forest, North Carolina, 27587, is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and lastly, I have your date of birth as November 26th of 1984. And your social is 238-471186. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and happy late birthday. Perfect. Now, I did just send that out as a text message. You can go ahead and let me know when you do receive that. And like I said, if you have any problems signing, you can just let me know, and I'll stay on the line. For the most part, you would just click on that link. It'll ask for different consents, and you'll agree to those, and then it's just clicking on the yellow boxes. Again, this is for the attorneys to have your consent to pull those medical records.
That looks like chicken scratch. Okay, there's just initials, I think. That one up there. I can't see it. Nope. Okay, that. And that initial signature. Okay, hit finish.
Exactly.
I think he did it.
Yes, I just received that on my end. Perfect. Now, the attorneys will reach out to you once they do receive all this paperwork and they have it, you know, in their system. If you do have any case-related questions or inquiries, you can always reach out to them or myself. I'll send you a text message with my contact information in there, just in case you have any questions. Besides that, before I let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No. I can't think of anything right now.
No worries. If you do, like I said, you can always reach out and I'd be more than happy to help you. But thank you for your time anyway, and I hope you have a great day and a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too. Oh,
thank you so much. Bye-bye.